Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Nice and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends. Tonight, we're going to have an awesome conversation. I know this to be true because it's a conversation about yourself. Be yourself. What does that mean to you? Do you live an ordinary, everyday life? Do you live a life where you're just like, what's going on? Who am I? Where am I? Why am I here? We do this show often on Max and Friends because it is something that everyone's trying to figure out, and it's really not that difficult. It's here. It's right now. There is no separation. You are a source. Tonight, Be Yourself is a show that is going to rock your world. It's going to rock your foundation. It's going to bring you joy. It might even bring you some sorrow because it's going to shake some things up that maybe you don't need in your life anymore, or things that you were taught that no longer have hold in your life anymore. It's time to release them so you can be yourself, your true self. And why are you here? And of course, two people that I love to bring on this show that have a harmony. It's like the most beautiful symphony of sound when we all come together is my friend Gordana Biernat and also my girl Valerie Love. So really, to intro the show, I have nothing more to say but be yourself, because there's so much that's happened in these last couple of weeks since last Sunday. Just to let you all know, yes, the hurricane passed and it's fine. And I think weathermen are the new terrorists because they put so much fear in people. and you don't have to worry. Just be still and know that where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. And if that's in the midst of a hurricane, grab it by storm, no pun intended. But really, just be cool, be chill, and know that where you are is where you're supposed to be. So turn off the news, turn off the weather, and just enjoy Mother Nature. Because I think Mother Nature is trying to get rid of everybody. So we got to change. She's like, I want you off my planet. But that's a whole nother show. Because Mother Earth knows how to be herself. I think that's the truth. Everywhere you look, you see everything is connected. The roots to the ground grow the tree. So where are your roots? Let's find out tonight on Max and Friends. And right now, I'm going to bring up the mic for my friend Gordana Biernat. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Max. Thank you so much for having me. I love this.
I love it too. And speaking of love, welcome, Valerie Love. How you loving?
How you loving?
Happy birthday
so happy
to you.
To be here.
I'm happy you're
Thank
here
you.
Too. Now, you know, I want to talk to you real quick, Valerie Love, because you put out a video at My Power Talk as Gordana. And Val, people, what's the best way to find you? Is it Twitter or is it Instagram? What do you like the most?
I love YouTube, if I were to be completely honest with you. And I have wonderful conversations with our YouTube subscribers in the global community. So I would say YouTube first and foremost, and then Facebook.
Perfect. How do we find you on YouTube?
Valerie Love.
That's simple. Valerie Love on YouTube. Gordana Biernat is on Twitter at My Power Talk. So with that said, Val, you put out an awesome video the other day, and also just it was your birthday and how celebration and celebrating life. But every day is your birthday because every day you have something new going on. So how do you really be yourself, Valerie Love? Because I love watching you. You are someone who is themselves. How do you be yourself?
I dropped everything that wasn't me.
Okay. I love it. Because it's so real and true. And Gordana, the same question to you. How do you be yourself?
Well, I focus in every single now moment. I really try to focus my spirit into this physical reality and just indulge in everything that is presented to me in the now moment. That's the only way to be myself. I relax into it and I just enjoy it. Even if it's bad stuff, I do it fully and totally in the now moment.
In the now. I love it. Now, we're going to have a conversation tonight. So I'm not going to be the host of Max and Friends tonight. I'm just going to be part of the conversation. So Val and Gordana, if any of you have questions for each other, for one another, for me, mm-hmm. for our listeners, by all means, interrupt me and get your point out. I just feel...
I'm interrupting you now. I want to know how you be yourself, Max.
Max, because you're always so in the moment. Your inner child is alive and well, and you have no filter to stop it.
And you know
I love
why?
It. You're free.
Yes, and mm-hmm. you know why? How I be myself? By not caring what other people think about me.
That's cool. I love that.
And
I
not
love
caring
that.
In the sense where, you know, in the reality, I'm me. You're either going to love me or not. And either way, if you we're all in the same frequency, you'll love me because that's the frequency you're on. But if you don't, I realize that people who tend to judge me as being myself, it comes to the point where they want to be in that space of freedom. So it kind of shakes their foundation and then they have to react to it in a way of jealousy or raising their anger frequency. Like, how can you just be that way? Because I am. I am. And that's how I be myself. Knowing that I am source, knowing that I create my reality, I am myself. So that's how, by not care. And I don't mean it in the way of not caring, because it just sounds so mean. I don't care what people think about me. But reality is, I'm me. That's it.
You know? And that's more than enough.
Yeah.
We got scripting. But somehow that wasn't enough. You have to get good grades, or you have to. I really don't care about report cards. I'm in this wonderful reflection of life and seeing that as a parent, from looking at it from grandparenting, because I have this third beautiful grandbaby coming, and children are my ultimate teachers.
Yes.
And then looking back at what I tell the parents now, stop fretting over all those things that I thought was so important, like grades in the third grade. Like, oh my goodness, if you have bad grades in the third grade, you're not going to be of use to society. That's not true. If you don't make your bed, you're going to be a slob forever. That's not true. If you don't take a bath every day, brush your teeth every day, oh, you're going to fall apart. You're going to self-combust. You know, all the stuff. I just stressed over that growing my children.
You know,
raising
I want
my children.
Yeah, they're so important.
It's not worth it.
Because Gordana, you're on that same frequency with your son right now with schooling, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I've totally and completely understand what you're talking about, Valerie, because I don't think that our children are supposed to be guided into what they're supposed to think and feel and do. They're supposed to do it and feel it in the now moment, not being guided into it the way our society thinks is right. So you're absolutely on the right track with your grandchildren. I congratulate you for that. Max, I was thinking about when you say not caring, it's more about not reacting, isn't it? Because when you say not caring, it means that it's a negative thing, but not reacting. And the same thing goes with our children. When teachers tell them what to do, they say they don't care. No, they choose not to react to that because it's not important in their reality. And that's the way, I think, is a way to know yourself, by knowing when to react and when not to react.
You know why I love what you just said? Because not only am I like, I have my chills, my hairs are standing up, because the words for me, English wasn't my first language, even though I don't have an accent that I don't think. But so sometimes to find the words to describe not caring, not reacting is the word. And also what I was thinking about, how I'm going to say, really, I don't take back what I ever say. You know, once it's out, it's out. But the word not caring, it just didn't sit well with me. And you felt that. And I love that. And also feeling that I don't have to explain myself. And that carries further into that beautiful divine no. No is no. I don't have to explain my no. And I think when I had this realization yesterday, I was on the phone with a friend of mine, Stacy, and I said, you know, when we have to explain ourselves, people don't trust us.
But you know, when you feel that you have to explain yourself, it's actually your soul telling you that you're in a toxic relation, and it's telling you to stop fighting and leave, because you're fighting. When you're explaining, you're fighting the environment, and you don't need to do that. It's always wrong to do that. So you leave, or stop explaining yourself, because there is no need to explain yourself.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, I had a revelation about this the other day that the relationship I was in that I am quote unquote divorced, I don't really agree with words that people use. We were healing partners until we no longer required healing in that way. We need a soul pact, a soul agreement. Well, in that relationship, it was really, I can see it clearly now. I couldn't see it when I was in the middle of it. I was in a different place. Mm-hmm. Now mm-hmm. I can celebrate it. And now I thank him for being one of my, probably the foremost teacher mm-hmm. on the planet other than my mother, because my mother also brought up a great deal of healing for me. But this mm-hmm. is what I discovered just the other day watching Super Soul Sunday with Oprah. It was quite incredible. We are many times around people that don't see our soul. Mm. Like, I've never seen Gordana Biernat in life. I see her soul, and I could see it from the first conversation we had. Mm. Yes, Max Tucci, the first conversation, I could see your soul. So it wasn't so much that the problem that it was that I was in a relationship with someone who didn't see my soul. I was upset that he couldn't see my soul, which is really me fighting with myself.
All right.
Like, if someone doesn't see your soul, like Gordana said, go elsewhere.
But it's also about being yourself, because when you are yourself, you're very close to your own soul. You're close to your source. You're aligned with who you are, which means that you're a love in your soul. And if someone doesn't see you, then they don't see you. They see something else. They see a reflection of themselves or something. So you want them to see you. And that's why you need them to see your soul. I mean, you don't need physically to see someone. You can feel it.
You know,
it's a vibration. Yeah.
It is.
Frequency.
It is.
And what I love the word intimacy, because really when you break it down, into me see.
Ah, yes, it is.
Right?
Yes.
That's intimacy. When you have that ability to nurture yourself and look into yourself. And, you know, the most intimate relationship I believe we can have is with self. And once we nourish that intimacy, who are we? Why are we here? What is my purpose? And just realizing, yes, this is who I am, and accepting everything about you, and realizing there's no separation between you and source, you and your reality, you and your consciousness. And then you can say, look into me. You see?
Because we long for that, to really be in this kind of experience we are in now, where I feel completely safe, seen, open, receiving, giving. I feel completely at home. That's the most at home space that I feel when I am with beings like we have here. I don't even want to say the word you, because it doesn't feel like it fits, because there's not a you and a me. There's simply this being, beingness we're dancing in together.
I posted a tweet today that was actually about this, because when you know who you truly are, you don't feel the need to ask someone else who they are, because you know that they're the same thing. What you want to ask them is, what are you here to explore, or what are your desires, or what do you love? Because that is what sets us apart, that differentiates us, what we desire and what we love and what we want to do here. We're all the same essence. So when I know my own essence, when I know who I truly am, my source, I can't ask anyone else, who are you? Because they are one and the same. And it's. I think that is what we want people to see in us, the same essence, that we're all one and the same. And then we can explore our desires and our wants in this reality. So that's why we need to know what we want in this reality.
Well, you know, I think also we are all a complete expression of one another.
Yes.
And I love words, because they're all made up. And what words have done is they've created realities for us, right?
Yes.
So I love words. And just know that if you make up words, it's a good thing to make things up, because it means you're daydreaming. But we'll talk about that later. But what I love, Valerie, when you said home, and I love that in the center of home is OM, O-M, right? Which obviously the word is, of course, the complete expression. So in the center of home is the complete expression of where we are. And that's why our homes, we call the sacred place. You know, we make these homes to be a reflection of who we individually are. Mm-hmm. And then when people come into our homes and they're like, oh, I like this. It just shows the true expression that we're all together in this. We're all, there's no separation. So what I want to get into is be yourself. Because when I was creating this show, consciously creating, because you know that's what Gordana Birnat talks about on Max and Friends. So go right now to latalkradio.com/Max. where you can find over 8 years of shows. I got to get back into radio mode because I'm having a conversation. But you'll catch shows there with Valerie Love, with Gordana Birnat, with Nandiji, with Lisa Lampanelli, The Housewives, and everyone else. And what I love about this show is that it's a home to be yourself. I will never invite you on this show to be not who you are. Come on Max and Friends to be you, because we all have a lesson to teach one another. We are the school of life, individually. Everything, no experience is ever wasted. I believe in that 100%. Why am I saying this? Because when I create shows, I think about what is it that you, my listeners, for over 8 years, I love you all, want to hear now. You know, and that's why it's not a repetitive show by saying, who are you? Because we've done these shows. Because in every new moment, like a flower that naturally blooms, a new petal opens. So you might hear something in this show tonight that you might not have heard in shows over the 8 years. So Be Yourself is a video that Alan Watts was made with the teaching of Alan Watts. And the minute I saw that, I said, oh, I've got to send this to Gordana. I got to send this to Valerie. We're going to do a show about it. Because in essence, we all need to be these dancing flowers in a field that are just carefree. When the wind blows, we move with it instead of against it. So I'm going to play right now the Alan Watts Be Yourself clip. And when we come back, Gordana Birnat at My Power Talk, Valerie Love on YouTube, go find her there, Valerie Love. We're going to talk about being yourself. And what does it mean? So stay tuned right here on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. And right now, Alan Watts, Be Yourself.
Some people will use a symbolism of the relationship of God to the universe, wherein God is, say, brilliant light, only somehow veiled, hiding underneath all these forms that you see as you look around you. But the truth is funnier than that. It is that you are looking right at the brilliant light now, that the experience you are having, which you call ordinary everyday consciousness, pretending you're not it, that experience is exactly the same thing as it. There's no difference at all. In other words, when you really start to see things, and you go into the nature of what it is to see, what vision is, or what smell is, or what touch is, you realize that that vision is the brilliant light of the cosmos. But it is actually, see, the source of all light is in the eye. If there were no eyes in this world, the sun would not be light. You evoke light out of the universe. In the same way, you, by virtue of having a soft skin, evoke hardness out of wood. Wood is only hard in relation to a soft skin. It's your eardrum that evokes noise out of the air. You, by being this organism, call into being the whole universe of light and color and hardness and heaviness and everything. So everybody says, all right, know yourself. Look within. Find out who you are. Because the harder you look, you won't be able to find it. And then you'll realize that it isn't there at all. There isn't a separate you. Your mind is what there is. Everything.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Alan Watts. There isn't a separate you, my friends. Be yourself. Gordana, what does that video say to you, that clip?
It says to me that we are actually one with everything, because everything I see sees me, and everything I hear talks to me, and everything I touch touches me back. There can be no separation. It's logic to me. I love the video.
And for you, Valerie Love, what does it say to you?
I love that we get to touch this inner power and own it, that my eyeballs are evoking the sun.
Yeah.
Because I have eardrums, it's invoking the sound. We never place ourselves at the center of the universe as that powerful reality creator. We were brought up to think there was some God up there that created everything, and I'm just this little tiny pawn down here in the whole thing. When it's stunning in its reality that, no, I'm making the whole thing up. I'm creating the whole thing, every stitch of it. That's humbling.
Mm. So how is it for people who are tuning in right now who want to create their own reality, who want to consciously create, who feel like, I am myself, but I don't know how to be? What do we say to them?
It's not something that you have to figure out how to be.
Exactly.
It's who you are, right?
Mm.
It's just letting go of everything that we're not. Mm. And the stuff that we're not has just been piled on us for so many years.
Mm.
Peel it off.
I was thinking about an incident. Went through a couple of days ago. I wanted to make an apple pie, and we have a beautiful apple tree outside. And I went down. It was September. It was warm and beautiful. And I went down and I picked some apples. And while picking the apples, I started looking at one of the apples, and I started asking myself questions. I asked, where did this come from? Because I've been watering this tree all summer and there were no apples there. And now I'm picking an apple and it's in my hand and I'm looking at it. And it's like magic, only in slow motion. Mm. You know, it wasn't there and now it's here. And I'm looking at this apple.
You created them.
Yes. Mm. And I'm thinking, oh my God, this is magic. I have to run up and tell my husband it's magic. I think that's how we need to look at this reality. We need to become more childlike and ask questions. Where does the apple come from? And I know that we have all the logical answers, you know, minerals in the ground and photosynthesis and everything. But still, the apple wasn't there and now it's here. Where does it come from? Ask simple questions about ordinary things in your life and you'll see how much magic it is in them. And you'll see yourself in that magic.
I love that.
Incredible.
And you know what I love too? Because it always reverts to nature and the magic of nature. And all nature is doing is living. No one else tells it to do anything. It's just living. And I love that you said that, because in Florida at my house there, I have a little bamboo forest. And one morning I come outside and there's a new shoot. And then there's another new shoot. And I'm like, how does this happen? And then I'm like, oh my gosh, now I feel responsible for it because I've seen it. I've witnessed it. So now I'm like, I've got to water it. And so now I find myself like you, watering the apple tree. I'm watering this bamboo. And it's become a ritual. I've got to water them. They need water. They're going to grow. And then my life happens and I go to Colorado. And I come back like a week later. And they're now like 2 feet tall in a week. And I'm thinking, you know, we think that our life, you know, if we look at life in a span of 80 years, 90 years, oh, it takes 90 years. It is just but a flash in the pan.
Yes.
You know, and for this bamboo tree to grow in a week, 2 feet, that's like 30 years of who we are.
Exactly. But that's so true. That's true. Actually, it is. I was thinking when you said you go up in the morning and you see the shoots, I was thinking I'll stay up all night and see how they do it. To see the magic behind that.
Yes.
See it happening. And we can never see a new branch growing. We can stare at it the entire time. The branch, we're sitting here 30 days later, the branch has grown. We did not see it.
It's like watching paint dry. It just happens naturally. And
yes,
I think that's when we are ourselves, we happen naturally.
To me, that is actually what I said when it happens in slow motion. It's like nature is magic in slow motion. It's too slow for us to see the magic behind it. But if we would look at it from a higher perspective, we would probably see the magic behind it, because it's not there and then it's there. It's the time that mixes things up for us, and we don't see how the magic happens.
The illusion of time. But what I'm going to ask Valerie Love is, because I know you love your magic, Valerie Love, how do we,
I love magic.
How do we implement the magic into our lives so that we can become the apple on the tree?
What a great question. And people ask me that a lot because I'm a witch, and I like to say a little bit something about that, because when people hear it, it sets off all kinds of things that mainly Disney is responsible for that has nothing to do with what a witch really is, right? And people always have different reactions about that. You know, Christian people seem to get very upset about it, and some people love it, and some people are just simply confused, and some people are terrified. So it's really for me to clarify. For me, witch is a person that simply is aware of magic and is not a muggle. A muggle is a person that just is not aware of magic or just refuses to accept magic. And a witch, to me, is simply a person who's deeply in touch with the magic. And the magic is nature. It is nature. So all of the witches I know, including myself, have this very deep, intimate flow. It's not even a connection. It's this oneness, this being one with a tree. And hearing a tree and speaking to a rock and the stones and sticks and all those kinds of things. So witch is not really something that I took on. People think, oh, well, what do you get from taking on a persona of being a witch? Somebody asked me, I don't get anything out of it. It's who I am. Like, what do I get out of taking on the persona of being a woman? It's something, or a black person. It's something that you come into the incarnation and it's energetic. Energy, it's not somebody walking around that's green, you know, riding a broom around, even though I do know witches that could fly. It's not about that. It really, you know, and levitate and all that stuff, right? Because nothing's impossible. Anything's possible. But what I love is that as a witch, I give myself permission to be in a dance with magic, and magic is everywhere all the time. Magic is continually happening. Are we choosing to participate in it?
And that's yourself.
Or do we need concrete evidence for everything, you know?
But what I love is that you own yourself. And I think when we own ourselves, that's when we can be ourselves. So why is it that people, you know, I don't even want to ask the question. I'm not going to ask the question. Because I don't want to put
fear,
it out there.
Fear, ignorance, conditioning, right? Fear, ignorance, conditioning.
Patterns and pathology. But okay. Yes, Gordana.
I was thinking about how to experience this reality. I think that we are experiencing it in a rigid form, and that is why we can't see the magic, because there are so many beliefs about how things work and don't work that we actually stop ourselves from seeing the magic because of the beliefs. What we need to do is become more flexible by understanding that nothing exists in and of itself. It always exists in relation to something else, which means that you have to understand the relation between things. And then when you understand it, it changes. So you have to be flexible and always try new perspectives of everything, like asking where does the apple come from, even though in school they taught you where the apple came from. So, I mean, you have to stay flexible and understand that everything is in constant fluxes, and you have to look at it from different perspectives and ask yourself, what is in relation to what? It's always in relation to something else. And as Alan Watts says, the softness of our skin is in relation to the hardness of the tree, but if you look at it from a different perspective, if you chop the tree with an axe, then the axe is harder than the tree, and it's then the tree becomes soft. So soft and hard is always in a flexible state. We have to understand in relation to what, and I think that is the key to see the magic in reality, to become more flexible and start seeing the relationships between things.
You know, and that's why I love the word flexibility. And that's like I said just prior to playing Alan Watts. When you look at a field of flowers, they're dancing in the wind. They're going in whichever direction. The flexibility of joy. You really see joy in nature. And when a tree is in the – when the weight – I love a weeping willow tree. And when you just see this weeping willow tree in movement, there's such a joy to it. And it's like – that to me is the secret to life, is allowing the wind to just let you be flexible.
Yes, I think that the problem with our reality is that we have been taught that we are here to survive, but we are here to thrive. Because when you look at a flower, it doesn't bloom to survive. It blooms for the joy of blooming. And I mean, that's the only thing we're here to do. We're here to do it for the joy of it, whatever it might be.
And naturally. And naturally.
Yes. Exactly.
What were you saying?
And when it's over, to simply let it be over. A flower doesn't lament dying. A leaf falling off the tree, right? In fall, I've watched leaves fall off the tree and been absolutely mesmerized. They dance all the way down, like, oh, I'm letting go of that. I'm becoming something else. Okay, I think I'll be mulch now. Oh, I think I'll go into the soil.
Let me just tell you, I am in Connecticut right now, okay? And the trees are turning colors. They're beautiful. And I would literally this morning, there was one leaf in particular. I love that we're all on the same frequency. I see this one leaf and I'm thinking, that leaf is not going to be here for maybe a couple more days, right? And I'm thinking, and that leaf does not care. That leaf will just...
It's happy. I'm about to jump off this tree. Let's see what's the next thing.
And that's what I love about it, is that it will just go. It will fall off the tree. We call it death, for it could be life. You know, it's a, really, we don't know where we are. But the reality of it all for me is that, and if the tree survives, that word survives... there will be another leaf there. And the word survival to me, like when people are like, oh, I survived this, I survived that. You really didn't survive anything because you're going to die anyway someday.
But the word
survive to me becomes so like, it's like a fight. It's combative. Okay. And that's not what life is.
I was thinking about the falling leaf when you talked about it. It's actually when you start looking at nature from a perspective of learning something from it. When you see a tree letting go of the leaves, it shows you the beauty of letting go, the beauty of releasing things that you don't need anymore. So if you want, there's a lesson in everything around you.
So let's just flip everyone's mind for a minute. So is the leaf really falling or is the leaf rising?
A good question. My question is, where are we? We don't know what the leaf is doing.
Right?
Exactly.
Do we really know what the leaf is doing? Because in our description of it is what is going to be our experience of it. So maybe to Max, it's flying. Perhaps to Gordana, it's renewing. Perhaps to me, it's jumping into another luscious, magical experience. We all get to make that up. What is the leaf doing?
The leaf is being itself.
And it's transitioning. Mm-hmm. I would say that it's in some kind of transition. If it's falling or dancing or whatever, it's in some kind of transition. And I think that's another truth we need to understand, that everything is in transition. If it's not in transition, it's not alive.
Oh, but I love the word. I love
change, movement.
And I love that we're talking about that, because when people decide that they want to transition, whether it's to another life, to wherever it is, to another sexuality, all of a sudden transition, especially in America, people become very judgmental over transition because it shakes the foundation of you're not who I thought you were.
And people want to feel safe in their cozy confines of what they thought the world was.
Right. There's a gentleman named Charlie Walker. And Charlie Walker, I interviewed at Sundance a while ago. But Charlie Walker, he told me this off camera. And I was like, oh, we got to do this on camera. So, he kind of did this. But what he told me is, if I never had a mirror to see my face and I saw you for the first time, I would think my face looks like yours. I can't see my own face. Try right now. Do you see your own face? He told me. I said, no. He said, now look at me. You see my face. I am your mirror. My face is yours and your face is mine. We are all the same.
Beautiful. That's really beautiful.
True. And then I was telling Jai Hudson about this whole thing. And then I was like, I had that realization that in fact, you know what? We are all the same. We're all just cells formed into what we call human beings, right? And then Jai Hudson told me, we are a reflection, a mirror image of the universe. We are all shining.
Yes, and it's that is exactly why the universe needs you to exist, because you give it meaning, and without you there is no meaning. You are the meaning in the universe. And I know that it sounds like hybris, it sounds like you're putting yourself in the center, but you are in the center. That's what infinity means. Infinity can't end, so you have to be the center of it. I don't know if it makes sense to you, but to me it's logical to see yourself as the center.
Of course. Speaking of myself as the center, I'm Max Tucci, your host here on Max and Friends, and I've got to tell you, thank you for tuning in tonight. We're not going anywhere just yet, but sit back, relax, as we're going to have you part of the conversation. Tweet us, at Max Tucci. Let me know what you think about the show. If you missed any part of it, go to latalkradio.com/Max right now, and you could hear the show tomorrow, or you could hear it the next day, or you could hear this show every day if it's done something to you and you're trying to figure out what it is. That's what I love about having shows in archives. You can go back to them and say, you know what? Let me think again. I love when you think. So go to latalkradio.com/Max. Speaking of LA Talk Radio, I've got to tell you to get the LA Talk Radio app. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome to the show. We have an app. It's easier to use. You click the push the button and you hear us. Speaking of apps, Gordana Biernat has an app called Ask Nomi, A-S-K-N-O-M-I. It's an oracle in your pocket. Go get it now. It will bring you great joy. And Valerie Love, we got to get you an app, Valerie Love.
Absolutely. Everybody's got to have the How You Love an app.
Right?
How You Love app.
Yes. We're going to get the Valerie Love an app. How You Love and slap my app.
But, how you loving?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But so thank you all for tuning in tonight. We've got to get back into this conversation because I just got to throw out the Radio Max for a moment. But be yourself is the topic of tonight's show. We can call it a life class. We can call it whatever we want. But the reality is, if you're not calling yourself yourself, there's no point to call anything anything else, because you need to realize who you are. So realizing who we are, it's easy. For me, it's easy. For you, it's easy, Valerie and Gordana. But for those who are listening and they're saying it's not easy, what do you say onto them?
I would say
there's
that
teaching.
Go on, Valerie. Go on.
It sounds like the conversation sometimes I have with my friends when it's just it's going, and he says something and then I'll say something else, say, no, you go. He'll like, no, you go. And it's like, you know, playing with a ball back and forth is so fun. But there's this teaching in Kabbalah that is klipot. And klipot is the, I pray I'm saying it right for our Jewish brothers and sisters that are listening, that it's like a lamp in the middle of a living room. And everyone comes into the light, into the world, this bright light, this bright lamp in the living room. Now imagine that the first, let's say, bruise you get to your soul is you're 3 years old and somebody bullies you or whatever. It's like someone just walked into the living room and put a sheet over the lamp. And then let's say five, there's a molestation or beating up at school or a bully and tear, you know, this fear and terror sets in. Someone just came in and put a blanket over the lamp. Now the lamp is still there. The lamp is still shining. The light is still on. And these life experiences that we have, particularly in childhood, the very, very difficult ones, if we don't work through them, it's like all these blankets. And eventually the entire room, that person's life will be dark. Not because their light is not shining. Not because the light's not there. It's because of the klipot. And our work or our play, as I like to call it, as beings of light, is to one day reach up and take those layers and layers and layers of blankets off, and it will be like the Christ presence who said, let your light shine. You don't have to make your light. It's already there. You are the light.
Gordana?
Yes, it's about becoming conscious of who you are, because if you are not doing the work you're talking about, Valerie, then we stay unconscious, and then every action we take is actually unconscious, and we don't understand what we're doing here in the first place, because we're creating unconsciously. So of course you need to work with taking off the blankets. I was thinking about when you talked about the blankets, putting a blanket on a lamp might burn it. And sometimes we come to a place where the blankets burn up and we see who we truly are. Sometimes that could be a car accident or something else, but we need something really that shakes us up to the ground and we see who we truly are. So it's a very nice analogy with the blankets and the lamp. I love it. Thank you for that one.
Yes. It changed my life when I thought of that. I thought, oh, that's simple, because in spirituality, sometimes it feels like you have to do so much to yourself, all this fixing, and that's kind of the messaging I got, that somehow I wasn't okay. But if I kept working on myself, somehow I could get myself better and better and better. And it's like, no. We are the perfection. I am the perfection. You are the perfection. Everyone is the perfection. Everyone is the light.
Yes.
Just peel that stuff off that ain't it.
Because we're all just a reflection of one another. And that's what I really believe that. And to think, and that's why cruelty is so, when you're cruel to someone, you're being cruel to yourself, people.
Exactly.
Yes. You know, and when you put a blanket on someone else, you're putting 10 on you.
Yes.
Just, and that's why really, you know, when we love, that's why I love love, because love is so natural. It's so pure. It's not heavy. It's not a blanket. It's just what, it's the light. And the light will always shine. Love will always shine. It always will shine. Yes, Gordana.
Well, if we look at ourselves as energy, pure energy, then everything around us is frequencies. Mm-hmm. Even the blankets are frequencies. Mm-hmm. So it means that there's nothing actually, if you decide that you don't want it anymore, you can just release it. Mm-hmm. We have this belief system that tells us that if we have been injured as children or later on in life, it's scars. You can't put scars on your soul. There is.
Hold on.
That's a tweetable. That's a tweetable.
You can't put scars on your soul.
There can be no scars on your soul, actually. Mm-hmm. So this is an illusion in this physical reality that we have scars that cannot go away. It's all about frequencies. You change your frequency. You start looking at it from a different perspective. For instance, you have a car accident and you see who you truly are and the scars are gone because you realize that there have never been any scars.
Did you have
a car? It's just an illusion. Yes, I did.
I had
one. When I was 18, I had a car accident and I saw my true self. I know who I am and there are no scars.
I had this very same experience. I think we talked about that in the prior show.
We did.
Yeah.
No, so, and you know, it's because just, what car accidents do, and it's not in this, for me, that's why I don't call it an accident. Nothing's an accident. Everything has a meaning. What's something that is pivotal in your life that makes a change? It shakes the foundation that which you know.
Yes.
And it puts things into the perspective of, okay, who am I? And it shows you yourself. So I love the phrase to shake the foundation. And sometimes you have to shake the foundation of who you think you are in order to find out who you really are.
I think that when you see who you truly are, you realize that your frequency is so high that nothing in this physical reality, you're untouchable.
All right, let me throw this question to you. Are we? I love frequency, and there's a lot of confusion about frequency. Are we all on the same frequency?
No. I don't think
we're
all on the same frequency.
I mean, we are in a frequency where we live on planet Earth and there is a duality and we're exploring. We are spirit incarnated exploring the physical duality here. I mean, black and white, dark and light, love and hate, whatever it is. We are here to choose between them. So that's the frequency, the main frequency here. But I think that if we go and see who am I and who are you, there are differences in our frequencies. Of course there are. There are lower and higher frequencies and we are all choosing what frequency we want. And what I'm talking about is when you are conscious of who you are, then you're choosing your frequency more consciously. While when you're not conscious, for instance, when you have a lot of belief systems that others have put on you, the blankets and stuff, you are choosing a lower frequency unconsciously, and you think that that is your frequency.
All right, let me ask you a quick question, because the other day I said to someone, I enjoy you being here. We're just not, you're not on my frequency. Mm-hmm. And I got lashed into me later by a friend. You are judgmental. How dare you say that they are not on your frequency? And I was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. Like, don't attack
or
me.
You know what could it be that you were perhaps an offering is we're not a matching vibration, and that happens all the time.
Right, but
you can
people
be around
find that
someone,
to be judgmental.
Right?
No,
I don't know if it's judgmental.
No.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say that if you would say I'm a better frequency than you,
yeah,
then it's judgmental.
Yeah,
but
that's
to
a
say
problem,
that we're
right.
different, of course we're
different.
I don't mm-hmm. look like you do, Max. So there's a difference in our frequency.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Because when I look at you, I see me.
On a soul
and we
level,
get to
yes.
celebrate different frequencies
yes.
and different
yes.
people. Yeah.
Because that is what we are here to do. My desires mm-hmm. are my frequency, and I'm here to explore that. And your desires are your frequency, and you're here to explore that. So there is a difference. Otherwise, we are all that is. And that's where we start off. We're here to explore the differences and the frequencies. There's nothing wrong with that. Actually, that's why we're here.
And you noticed it and spoke to it. You're aware.
Mm.
I love awareness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to be aware of the time because we have a couple more minutes left. And I know what happens. I get caught up in the conversation and then I get a message saying, wrap it up.
It's so delicious. We go into a timeless frequency when we're together. We have a magic together that I love.
Can I tell you how I know this show is so powerful? Because I'm sweating. And I'm just sitting here and I'm sweating because it's like such a release of, oh my God, I have so much emotion into this. I feel like I just did a workout. I did like a huge workout.
You did
a spiritual workout. Energetic workout.
It is. It's a mental workout. And I think when we work out mentally, you know, all of these shows really is a platform so that your workout, you guys don't have to really lift weights that are 500 pounds. I'm bringing you people that have experienced life that really have answers and to questions that you have. And the simplicity of it all is just listen. Listen to people who love you. Listen to people who have been in the car accidents, who had their foundations shaken because they have answers and answers are just our experiences. So I love an answer because it's an experience. I've been through something. So this week, if you're going through something, Valerie Love, what do you want people to know?
That it's not going to matter because it really isn't. There's something I discovered after 55 years on planet Earth, in Earth years, you know, in this incarnation, whatever that means, that, yeah, we are invincible. All this stuff that looked like it was going to take me out for sure. Like, how many times do we say, oh, this, I'm a goner. Okay, yeah, okay, it's up now. It really is up now. All that stuff, somehow I lived through it. And not only did I live through it, because of it, I am better, faster, stronger, wiser. So somehow this whole thing really is for me. Somehow all of it is working together in some magical or mystical way beyond anything that my human mind can fathom. And I really am immortal, invincible, eternal. Nothing can kill me. I was never born, but I'm always going to be. That is the truth. And everything else, okay, maybe that's the fun experience I'm having for the day. Oh, I'm being evicted today. Oh, okay. Well, that's what's on the table today. You can kind of take it with a little bit of detachment because I got so caught up in so many of the things in my life. Now there's more space. Like, oh, that's what we have on the table today. Somebody's in the hospital. Okay. Well, you know they're not going to die because it's impossible to die. So it doesn't really matter. The things that we think on planet Earth matter. They really don't because you're immortal.
I love it. Yes, because for the soul, there is neither birth nor death. It is eternal, everlasting. Yeah. Gordana Biernat, what do you want people to take with them this week?
I want them to stay curious. I want them to ask questions. And above all, I want them to be themselves.
I do agree. Yeah. And I do agree. And I do agree. I do want you all to be yourself. And what I really want for you is to practice You know, I was at The Color Purple for the fifth time last Sunday.
Wow.
Yes, because to me, it speaks to me because there's so many, there's little bits. God is here. I love that. I love God is inside me and everyone else. I love that. There's another lyric, I'm here. And that's really all I need to know is I'm here. But last week was Heather Headley's last performance in The Color Purple as Suge Avery. And the cast did the most beautiful send-off for her. They sang the song, I Won't Complain. And I just want you to put that in your pipe and smoke it this week. Don't complain. I don't complain. I don't like telling people what to do. For me, I won't complain. So I hope that rubs off onto you, because in everything that I'm doing, I'm grateful for every single situation. I am a flower. I'm a petal opening up to every brand new day. No matter what's happened to me, I won't complain. I'm grateful for everything, because no experience is ever wasted. And I'm myself. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that I'm not going to react. So you don't have to react. You don't have to say, I don't care what people think. Just don't react. Don't react. So be yourself. Love one another. I really don't want to end the show.
It's not ending. It's eternal.
It's eternal. I feel like I am in such a high right now of just bliss from this show. So I have like the biggest smile on my face. I love you both for being here tonight. Gordana Biernat at My Power Talk. Valerie Love on YouTube and on Facebook. Go find them. Love them as much as I do. And take life to the max. I have to say goodnight and good karma as much as I don't want to, because that means we got to go. But I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends. Good night and good karma. Love you all.